This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A notorious ransomware gang has been hitting schools all over the world, including some here in the U.S. The group is called Vice Society, and it's behind enough attacks that authorities are taking intense notice. Dina Temple-Raston of the Click Here Cybersecurity Podcast filed this report for us.
The Los Angeles Unified School District is the second largest school system in the country, 600,000 students and 1,000 schools. Back in September, hackers locked up the district's computer networks and demanded a ransom, which the district's superintendent, Alberto Carvalho, said was a total non-starter.
We never entertained any negotiations, nor did we actively, directly, or indirectly engage in negotiations.
When the school system refused to engage, Vice Society responded by releasing 500 gigabytes of the school's files, addresses, attendance records, social security numbers. John DiMaggio, who tracks the group at Analyst One, a cybersecurity firm, says that's typical of the way Vice Society operates.
I wouldn't call it an online tantrum, but they certainly had a really bad attitude about it.
And he knows a few things about them, like...
they're Russian.
And he says, unlike top-shelf ransomware gangs who write clever code or use some never-before-seen technique to crack into a system, Vice Society is just more basic than that.
They don't even make their own ransomware.
They're posers, basically.
Absolutely. They are definitely posers.
Schools are in the crosshairs largely because hacking them is easy, says Mike Hamilton, who founded a cybersecurity company called Critical Insight. He helps a lot of schools secure their networks.
They're low-hanging fruit.
Identity thieves are partial to student data because, among other things, young people have no credit history. So stealing their personal information and using it to open up a new credit card is easier to do. That's why their personal information is more valuable. So
now they've been targeted as a source of revenue for these gangs.
The FBI and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, recently released an advisory specifically warning about groups like Vice Society. Though John DiMaggio from Analyst One says that's not enough, because cybersecurity companies like his aren't allowed to strike back against these ransomware groups.
We can't go hack their infrastructure. We certainly can't empty their wallets.
So, he says, it's harder to hit these ransomware groups where it hurts. I'm Dina Temple-Raston for Marketplace.